Yo, yo, yo. Can y'all hear me? Hello? Hold on, let me see. Might be having some technical difficulties. Yo.
Yo.
Okay, okay. Could you hear me the first time?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I couldn't hear you. Remember we was having that problem last time? So I have to mute you. I have to unmute you and then mute you and then unmute you again for it to work. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, now I knew, you know what I'm saying, from last time. Like, hey, you know, people calling in, you know, and they get hung up on or, you know, don't get on the air. It's just something going on. I'm not sure exactly what. But what's up, folks? You know, it's your girl TA to the Z and your boy Big Sin. Welcome to the NC Hip Hop Show. It's been a few weeks since we've been on, but, you know, we are back today. We got some special guests in the building, so make sure that y'all stay tuned. We're waiting for them to call in right now, but as far as that, Sin, how's everything with you? How did your show go?
Man, I had a ball. It was a dope experience, man. It was like my first show in 3 years, and it was like, you know, the scene didn't change, you know what I'm saying? Just the way people do shows didn't change. Like Peter Pablo didn't perform. Like, it was the same situation like at Summer Impact, you know, like how they ran out of time with the venue.
Oh, that's dirty, and they got y'all up out of there, huh?
Yeah, like, so Peter didn't perform, but Pastor Troy, he performed, like, his stage show was crazy, man. And it was like, it gave me a chance to, like, really see, like, the Carolina music scene, you know what I'm saying? And it's real strong, man. It's a lot of talented motherfuckers, man, but It was a dope experience, man. Like, you know, got to see some dope shit, got to get back on stage, and it was inspiring, you know what I'm saying, to, like, keep going, you know what I'm saying, just to keep smashing or whatever. So it was a good show, man. I enjoyed that shit, man.
I feel that. And how was the whole, like, situation from the last time that you performed to, like, now, like, with COVID changing? Like, how was the venue, like, set up? You know, was they, did they allow a lot of people in there or no?
Well, it was an outdoor joint. It was like a festival, like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so it was like, it was a lot of space out there, motherfucker. You know,
yeah,
it was kind of crazy. Like, you know, I mean, you know, people had their mask on and shit like that. What changed was, like, from the last show I did, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's just different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it's just because of the market, like, you know, that I was in, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I won't necessarily in my market, like, you know what I'm saying? But it was still, like, you know what I'm saying? It was just different. It was just, like, just different. It won't, like, in a bad way, but it's just different, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I enjoyed it, though. Like, it was one cat. He performed. He had a broke leg. Yeah, like, a broke leg, and he got on his boy's shoulder, and they was holding him up, and he was rapping. That shit was crazy, man.
Oh, damn.
Probably, like, one of the dopest performances I've seen. Like,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, I'm
yeah,
telling you, like,
yeah.
this nigga was on... This nigga, he was on crutches. He was walking on crutches to the stage. He was like,
That's a motherfucking homeboy
me.
For your ass, too. For somebody to hold you up while you perform like that, that's a motherfucking friend right there. You know?
And he had that nigga on his shoulder.
Right.
My man was sitting on his shoulder. I mean, just going in. Like, shit was crazy, man. But I enjoyed it, man. You know? I really enjoyed it. I look forward to, like, you know, like, getting back, like, to the stage, man, because that shit was like therapy.
Right. Now, has North Carolina, have they been talking about shutting down again or keeping things open? Because I think I've been hearing things up here, like, we might, you know, be getting shut down soon, you know?
Yeah. Well, they haven't said, I haven't heard nothing, but, you know, I'm in the school system, so, you know, the kids came back, like, Monday. And
oh, word, okay.
Shit was just, yeah, and it's like it ain't like all of them. It's like a third of them, but I don't know. I don't really see like the point in them having that shit open. Like, I really don't, because it's like they eat in the cafeteria, and they can't talk. you know what I'm saying, because of the virus. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of them even eating
they
in
can't
the
even talk
that's
to,
like,
they can't even talk to their friends or nothing?
Nah, because it's like, I guess because of, you know, because of the social distancing or whatever. I don't know, man. But we like the school that I'm in, they done had like 3 cases already. So, and they've had cases. They've had cases at other schools, too, in the area. So I'm thinking, man, eventually they're going to just close that shit eventually. Like, if that shit keep on, you know, going up. Because I'm like, if we done had 3 cases, then shit, who else, like, exposed to that? Who else been exposed? Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right. And that's crazy. The 3 cases just since you guys been open again?
I think one of them happened before the shit opened, like a week before. Then I think they had one like at the end of the week before we opened. Cause like I got the email like Monday morning, I seen that shit. And then the third one, they hadn't even announced it yet. Somebody had just, you know what I'm saying? I just heard that shit from a little birdie, like, you know what I'm saying? So if 3
amazing.
People didn't had that shit, then you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure other people probably didn't. You know what I'm saying? Been in contact with them. But, like, you know, the way our shit is set up, we don't really have to, like, come into contact with too many people and shit. So, you know, I bag up all the food and just hand it to them and shit, you know? So.
That's wild. Okay. Okay. Well, I see that we got somebody calling in. So let's see if this is one of our guests. Let me go ahead and tap in. Caller, are you there?
Hi, yes. What is the guest? Yeah.
Hey, what's up? How are you? Hello. Good afternoon.
I'm doing okay.
Mark, this is Tay Jasmine?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, I see you from Drury.
Yes, I
like, that's where that's where I'm from. That's where my family from.
I mean, you never know. We might be related. You never know.
Yeah, we might be. But might be. I'm tell you, it's a small world out this motherfucker, man. For real. But let me ask you this: like, how did you get into modeling? Because I was impressed, like, by your followers, man, like the number of followers you had, that was crazy. Like, how did you get into modeling and how long you been doing it?
See, my aunt used to put me in pageants and stuff like that. So as I got older, I just grew into it and started liking it. So, I mean, ever since social media came out, you know, when it came out, I was too young as you can see for you to have an account. So I was just like, you know, let me just wait or whatever till I get kind of grown instead. So when I got grown, I just started taking pictures, you know, asking people to take them for me and stuff like that. So I just put my mind to everything and just do it.
Okay. Like, have you been in like any videos, like any artist videos or whatever?
No, but I do behind the scenes with Photoshop.
Oh, okay. I saw the video like in the laundromat. You know what I'm saying? I seen that. Like, are you doing any more videos like that? You got any more coming up?
Yes. Tuesday I'm leaving to go to Destin, Florida. I'll be in a modeling competition out there, and I'll be back Sunday, and then I got a couple projects after Sunday that I have planned.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I can't hear you that good.
I was saying, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. I was saying that I won't be here on Tuesday. I will be in Destin, Florida till Sunday doing a modeling competition. So I will be back after Sunday. After Sunday, then I have a couple of projects that I have that one of my agencies have planned for me to do. So.
Okay. You got a website or like a, just like a Facebook page or something like that that you want to plug, your IG?
Yes, I have a Facebook page. I have two Facebook pages. One of them is like my business page, which is Tay Jasmine Springs, and my personal one, which is same thing as my name.
Okay.
But I don't,
what's your IG
handle?
What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is The Real Tay Jasmine.
Okay. All right. You got anything on YouTube people could check out?
I have a YouTube channel. Only video I have up there is an introduction of myself. I haven't really been focused on YouTube like I should. All because
okay.
I want to get my other social media platforms ahead first.
I can dig. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you called in. I enjoyed talking to you. I'm going to get you back on the show again. Like if you do like some videos or you got projects coming, hit me up and let me know. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you back on.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good
one. All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank
you. You too. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Got to get it how you get it, you know?
Yeah. Got to get it how you get it. But I was looking at her Facebook. Like, I mean, man, her followers is crazy.
And that's the real Tay Jasmine?
Yeah. Like, I mean, her followers
okay.
are like, I'm like, fuck. Like, her followers are crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can imagine, like, once things start, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, things, like, they start rolling and shit like that. I was just
right.
impressed by that, like, just seeing that, you know?
And since she's from your area, too, bro, just thinking about it, maybe you guys might network and get her in some videos and stuff, you know?
Yeah, because, like, I shot one yesterday, and I shot one this morning.
Yeah, see?
I'm gonna shoot some next week.
You done went crazy
been,
with it, like.
Yeah, I've been John Singleton out this motherfucker. I've been, you know what I'm saying?
Right
I ain't up. Even been eating. I've been missing meals and shit. I'm.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know.
I'm serious. I'm thinking about going to McDonald's some fucking way. Just stand in front of the menu and just shoot a video in front of that motherfucker.
See, they say you come here,
you
buy.
You see somebody do that shit. If you see somebody do it, they stole it from the NC Hip Hop Show.
Right, right, right. Well, you better get your ass out there tonight and do it. Shit.
I might do that.
As soon as we hang
up,
you know what I'm saying? Things like that, you got to execute it. I feel it. I feel it. Well, you know,
yeah.
Again, shout out to Jasmine for calling into the show. We got a couple of more guests that should be calling in here shortly. In the meantime, I'm going to just go ahead and play this track that I got just to let y'all know that I'm working. This is that unreleased shit. It's called Barbarian Music, and it's produced by my homeboy, B. Grimes. Shout out to Hip Hop Prodigy. I'm going to go ahead and get into that real quick, and I'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah. Let me hear that.
Pick up the call, he said.
How many
beats now? Fam, I need them all. So I can go raw dog back against the wall. Barbarian boss hog, the writing's in my paws. Pause. My replay value strong, long. I can go on and on, songs. From Solomon to Psalms, the truth is in the palms. I bring the storm before the calm. Disarm any MC like jaw, all pedigree. Doggy style tendencies, back up, let me breathe. With ease, I'm on my Snoop Dogg bitch, please. Barbarian music, please give me what I need. Barbarian rhymes for barbarian times. Barbarian music for barbarian minds. Barbarian tactics for barbarian lives.
Smoke some with
barbarian
me.
it raw tabs. Organic, no math, like a condom whiplash. Hardcore, let it splash. Showing my ass, barbarian style. I don't flaunt any cash. Check one, freestyle. Check two, wow, let it do what it do. Check three, all ugly beats keep me cute. Check four, mouth the box plus the shoes. You said you wanted Grammy, well, this coffin's just for you. Nailing the MC screwdriver drives energy. Energize all we break it up, get me keyed off key. I'm a hip-hop prodigy. Barbarian music's what I live and what I breathe. Barbarian rhymes for barbarian times. Barbarian music for barbarian minds. Barbarian tactics for barbarian lives. Smoke some with me. Barbarian rhymes for barbarian times. Barbarian music for barbarian minds. Barbarian tactics for barbarian lives. Smoke some with me. Barbarian rhymes for barbarian times. Barbarian music for barbarian minds. Barbarian tactics for barbarian lives. Smoke some with me. Barbarian rhymes for barbarian times. Barbarian music for barbarian minds. Barbarian tactics for barbarian lives. Smoke some with me.
Yeah, yeah. That's that unreleased shit, Barbarian Music by your girl Taz at MC. But I'm definitely going to drop that this year as well as some other shit before the end of the year. But just letting y'all know that I'm working. Working.
Oh, my God. That shit right
that
there,
song?
Man. That shit hard body.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I appreciate
that. I was over
that.
This motherfucker. I'm talking about like, my goddamn head was fucking moving.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Kevin. Yeah, I can't relate. Wait to release that. You know, shout out again to my homeboy, B. Grimes. Appreciate you, family. We have another caller calling in. This should be Lady Scribe right here. So this is our next guest. I'm going to go ahead and bring her on the line here. Yo. Can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I am blessed to be alive and healthy and, you know, but it's, just finished up with our Governor Inslee,
right.
You know. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do with these awards now here.
Right. I know that's right. Well, you know, for
how
those that don't know, I'm doing well, you know what I'm saying? I'm maintaining. I'm still trying to, you know, do this music and do this radio show and stuff. I'm laid off, but you know, it's just more time to work, you know? That's all. Got to.
I know you're going to do the introduction, but I just have one favor. I'm going to need that Barbarian music right now. I'm going to need you to see that to me, the exclusive. Okay, I can't wait.
I got
you. You're going to be my battery in my back, okay?
Yeah, I got you. I'm glad you was feeling that.
Yes.
That's what's
okay,
up.
Okay.
That's what's
I'm ready
up.
Now.
Okay. Well, you know, I was just going to say, you know, for those that don't know, this is Lady Scribe. She does a lot in the Seattle music scene. She also owns and created the Seattle Sound Music Awards. You know, she's been doing that for the last several years. So, definitely, you know, a big inspiration and influence in our community as well as Seattle. And, I mean, she be working in different states, too. So, you know, she definitely, you know, is a jack of all trades. You know what I'm saying? Much respect and much love. And I appreciate you a lot for taking some time, you know, to call in. I know you're going to be trying to watch these Seahawks soon. I am, too.
Oh, you already know. 15 minutes, baby. What they say? 125. I said, okay, I'm going to let you guys, you know, we fourth quarter kings. I'm going to let you have that first quota. You know.
That's exactly. That's why by before 2 o'clock or by two, I'm out. That's why, you know what I'm saying, we had to come on an hour early.
Come on, baby.
So,
you already know. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, it is, you know, you gave me an opportunity to do your Cannabis 420 tour and host it.
Yes.
You yourself, you know, as a woman, a black woman in this field, I have highly great respect and love and admiration for you and the things that you do because you're able to do it so humbly. You know what I'm saying? It's an industry that guards, you know, can sustain us. and could sour us, you know, and make us black-hearted. But, you know, you still keep it moving. You still keep pushing. And not only, you're still approachable to those who are needing your services. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate that.
I appreciate you as well.
Well, thank you, babe. Thank you so much. And for those who don't know, you know, the Seattle Sound Music Awards, we have been, this is our seventh year. Governor Inslee has recently just written me a letter, okay, that just congratulated me right before the election, congratulated me on the production of the Seattle Sound Music Awards. He even addressed the disproportionate of, you know, black, I guess they name us BIPOC now, you know, but, you know, to the community that's being priced out of the city. And then we have the proclamation from the mayor, current mayor now, Mayor Jenny Durkin, who gave us Seattle Sound Music Awards Day, which is November 24th. So we have definitely made history in that. But I think a lot of people in the misconception is think that that's my job. You know, I'm a publicist, travel agent, and event producer by day. Sound Music Awards is my give back to my city. It's not my job. That's not what I do. It's just what I did to give back to make sure that our urban music makers, especially black music makers, can break through this glass ceiling, since Sir Mix-a-Lot seems to be the only one who have done it in blackface. You know what I'm saying? So with that, it's like we're knocking on the doors of our alternative brothers and sisters and saying, hey, does the Seattle Sound have room for us, you know? Because realistically, I could have been Seattle Hip Hop Awards, Seattle this. No, we're the Seattle Sound Music Awards. We are the thread in that fabric you claim of diversity. You know, we want to make sure you never forget us. You know, so that's my intent behind. And so far, so good. Then COVID came. You know, what's up, COVID?
Yeah. Right, I know. We got to work around that, definitely. And that's what I was going to ask you as well. Like, how are you staying motivated during this time, and what keeps you pushing?
Well, my mom was the first black modeling agency in the Pacific Northwest. She was located on the corner of 23rd and Jackson for 30 years. So that's where I get my hustle from. That's where I get my business mind, and that's where I get my go. Like, there was no days off. You know, they always say, because my mom's Jamaican and African, that we have 5-6 jobs, and it's real life. You know, those are the things that I watched and witnessed, and I understood watching her as a single mom, and I'm a single mom of 4. People don't really understand that. So it's like I don't really, you know, put my family life or my home life online, but I am a single mom of 4. And at the end of the day, when you're an entrepreneur, you don't have, if you haven't set up your business right, which I didn't in the beginning, you know, that's why I'm an advocate of all of those who can, you know, or want to be in the business, to get them situated right from the gate, because I didn't do it right. So I didn't have no savings, you know. It's like you don't get no check on Friday or Tuesday. There is no, you know, pay, you know, time off. There is nothing. When COVID hit, it was like everything stopped. PR. There's no public relations right now. No one's touring. No one, you know what I'm saying? It's gone. There's no event producing. There's no travel. Like, every aspect that you can believe, I was hit. And then my mom's like, you know what I've been through? You know, she's like, you see everything? This is not your end of all. Like, you will get past this. This too shall pass. So with that, you need to get creative. I know you was tired of having to go here and there. You get a chance to be still and sit down and be with your family. Absorb that, you know, and stay in that and figure it out, because it's endless possibilities in this moment when you are doing what you've always done. She had to remind me I started with dial-up. She said, remember, I didn't even know what AOL was. And you had all them CDs in the phone cord. She was like, I said the internet was the devil. She said, I still believe it, you know, because your kid could be in a room with a million people you don't know. And I said, you know what? You're right, Mom. I said, let me stop licking my wounds, you know, and she had to remind me of who I was. what's been keeping me pushing.
I know that's right. That's powerful stuff here. Yeah. powerful. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to have to bring you back on the show again, you know, in the future and talk to you a little bit more because you definitely, you know, are a powerful person and out here and have a lot, you know what I'm saying, that you can speak on as well as, you know, things that you have been through. But just for the moment right now, do you have any advice to, like, any upcoming artists or, you know, maybe someone trying to start their own business?
Yes, I do. And thanks for asking that because right now I have been advocating for artists who are independent. I need you to start small, spend, it's the end of the year, spend $60, $70 and get you a business license. During this time of COVID and this CARES Act, you were not even thought of or looked upon as a business or brand, so you didn't qualify for $10,000 or $500. So you need to get yourself as an artist a business license and make sure that you have that because moving forward into 2021, you can be looked upon as an actual business so you can get some of this COVID subsidy. You know, it's very important to transfer your, I call it my passion project to profit, right? So you have to, this is your passion. You're going to rap, sing, you know, play the guitar. You're going to be a producer for the rest of your life, whether you're getting paid or not. Now let's move it from passion to profit. Get you a business license, structure yourself so you'll be able to get the benefits that are going around to other businesses because we are in the business with the Seattle Sound Music Awards and SRE Media Group of eliminating the starving artists. That's all we hear. You know, starving artists, right? We're no longer starving anymore. You know, we're now getting the tools to eat. So that is my one suggestion right now in this moment. Get you a business license, position yourself so you can get some funding so you can do your craft, you know, and be paid to do it. And that's really it, nuts and bolts, you know, because nobody has nothing to give these days, but federal, you know, does. The state and local level does. So you do that. Apply for that. Apply for everything. Only thing that they can say is no. Then when they say no, apply again.
Right. I know that's right. Free game, people. Free game. That's real, though.
Man.
Tell us,
you know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was like, I have a meeting with our host hotel tomorrow, and so I will be sending you guys an update. You know, I'm just on pause right now after, you know, Inslee address. So I definitely want you guys to be one of our media on the red carpet, regardless of how we're going to be able to do it. We're already a virtual event as is. But I really would love for you guys to be able to be there and, you know, host your show live with us.
Yeah, Tim, we can do that. And if it's virtual, too, because Tim, he's over there in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we can
that
one. Right. Hey.
Oh, I'm excited.
Nice.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Yes, Chaz, I have the greatest respect for you. This is the first year that we've even incorporated cannabis for the Seattle Sound Music Awards. So I want to say
that
we are definitely looking for, you know, cannabis sponsors and black and brown businesses. We have, like, I mean, a lot of the sponsorship for social media is like $100 on some real. Like, we just understand we've all been impacted by COVID. But I want you to help me because I'm looking for someone that I can trust that can talk about the benefits of cannabis when it comes to from the medicinal, you know, portion, you know, with medical. And then also, you know, dispel some of those stereotypes when it comes to the recreational use. Right?
I got you.
People still have those stereotypes. And even though I'm like, okay, well, yeah, we can't incorporate cannabis this year as a sponsor, but that particular person or whoever the business is will have to be able to speak, you know, on behalf because we have a lot of people who are uneducated still about
it. Right. Definitely, definitely.
To chime in on that, because you've been spearheading it here in Washington.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not working right now, so it definitely is a perfect opportunity. So, you know, we'll talk about it. You know, I'm definitely open to do that, you know, because it has been affected because of COVID. But, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot we could get into, you know what I'm saying. But, yeah, I appreciate that offer. You know, I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Man, I mean, thank you so much for this invitation. This has just been, you know, this Sunday has been a lot, and I was looking forward to talking with you both. And, again, I just really appreciate you thinking about me, especially during this time.
For sure. And tell us when is the Seattle Sound Music Awards for those that don't know, and how can they, you know, maybe get their virtual ticket or get involved with that if they want to?
Oh, well, it is November 25th, Thanksgiving Eve, and right now we have $7.77 because it's our 7th anniversary special, pay-per-view live streaming tickets, and they can get it at Eventbrite. Just put in 2020 Seattle Sound Music Awards, or go to Seattle Sound Music Awards on Instagram and click the link in the bio. But, yeah, like, we're going to run it 2 days. The first day is our proclamation day from the city of Seattle, Mayor Jenny Durkin, which is that Seattle Sound Music Awards Day, where we're going to be doing a lot of holiday giveaways, resources, talking about the impact of COVID, and highlighting Black businesses in Seattle and abroad. You know, going virtual did give us that opportunity to be able to go global, you know, so therefore it's not just within the city. So we can bring in more.
That's a blessing right there.
Yes, it is definitely, you know, it is a catch-22, but it's like, you know what, thank you so much for this opportunity to reach others outside of the city. But, yeah, we're Thanksgiving Eve. We're shutting down the town. We're shutting down your internet. It's a wrap. Like, it's all about the town, Seattle music, and it's nothing like anything you've ever seen before because this is our 7th year, and the first time you get a chance to see inside of how it goes down, because normally I take everybody's phone, okay? I control all the cameras, okay?
That's right.
You in the building, okay? So,
hey, look, you be at them industry events, so you know, like, give me your phone. I feel you on that.
Yep, for real. Okay, you come in for free, you got to pay to leave. Hey, it's going down.
I know that's right. And tell us quick, who are some of the artists and or businesses that might be featured on the awards this year?
Oh, God. Okay, so we are honoring one of my big brothers and mentors, you know, PTE CEO Miami Mike. I mean, he came out here and blessed the town when we were at Hard Rock a couple of years ago, Soulja Boy, you know, DMG family. That is one. Then we have Cola, a.k.a. Kid Sensation. He is also one of our Seattle Pioneer honorees. We have Soul the Interrogator. He is our hip-hop Oscar honoree. We have Money Making Prince. He's been tearing up the town for the last year and a half. He's going to be performing live. I mean, it's going to be super insane. And then we have Black Sapphire, who is just our 2014 year. She was our honoree as our FMC. She's so incredible. Sing, rap, anything. We're going to premiere her. Her video was marvelous, the Bay Area Queen, okay? So
there's
so many different folks that have gotten involved in this year. We even got B.P. Parker from the Parker Brothers. He's going to be, you know, debuting his video with us as well. So we're bringing it to the town.
That's what's up. Cool. Good stuff. And we will definitely, you know, keep everyone updated here on the NC Hip Hop Show as to what's going on with Lady Scribe and the Seattle Sound Music Awards. I'm going to go ahead and let you go so you can tap into that game and give some of that 12 energy while I wrap up this show.
Don't forget
but do you
my
have
song
any
now.
Last
Don't
words? Any last words
yes,
to shout
my
out?
Song, please. Is it Barbarian Music?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm going to need that because maybe we can use that as an interlude or something and give you, you know, your credit, honey. I need that. That was
okay.
I was on hold like, hey,
Okay. Let me do this. Let me send it to you like Monday or Tuesday, only because I'm going back in the studio tomorrow, and I'm just making a quick change on that song. So I'll give you the final one. Okay.
Thank you. And the last thing would be everybody just follow the hashtag SSMAs2020. So that's SSMAs2020 on all platforms, and we'll pop up.
All right now. All right. Peace and love, Lady Scribe. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. God bless.
All right.
Word.
All right. That was dope right there. And we have another caller in. Calling right now, so Big Sin, I think this is your people's. I'm gonna let you go ahead do what you do. Let me make sure they can hear me. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the NC Hip Hop Show. I'm gonna let y'all do your thing.
What up, Lisa Bay?
What's up, Sin? Wait, thanks for inviting me to the show. You know, I love talking. This is awesome.
No doubt, man. For everybody, this is Lisha Bay. You know what I'm saying? She hosts a podcast called The Happy Half Hour. You know what I'm saying? Dope show. You know what I'm saying? She a model. You know what I'm saying? And not just a regular model, but like a model with substance. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense, a model with substance, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, tell everybody about the Happy Half Hour show, like, and, you know what I'm saying, where they can hear it and all that, and just, you know, what the show is about.
Awesome. Yeah, well, you know, I just want to thank you guys, first and foremost, for having me on the show, being able to, you know, shamelessly plug my show. I appreciate the outlet and the time. So there's that. But, you know, the Happy Half Hour, it's really just, you know, it was my idea baby. I have a lot of people in my life that are, like, artistic in a lot of different ways and really pushing, you know, towards their passions. And I saw myself as a bridge to bring, you know, all of these good people that keep me afloat, you know, to the forefront, you know, of, I suppose, whoever's listening, you know. I don't know who's listening. Somebody is. But it's basically just me talking to my friends about their artistry, you know, about how they've turned their passion into their careers and, you know, the growth within that whole process.
Word. Like, it's, like, people can hear that, Joan, on Spotify Anchor, right?
Right. I am on a lot of different, like, pretty much any podcasting a platform I'm available on, whether that be, you know, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We've got Overcast in there, Podcast Radio Republic, you know, pretty much any podcasting platform, you'll be able to find my show, The Happy Half Hour. You know, I try to premise it around, you know, just sitting down, having a drink, you know, a real low stress, a real easy vibe, you know, pre-COVID was my idea, but the show didn't start till, you know, smack in the middle of COVID. So I've got all of these great ideas to meet up with people and just ready, you know, for there not to be a global pandemic. So I can have a nice platform, you know, to bring people to and let them talk about themselves, really.
COVID, like, it messed up a lot of stuff, man, for real. Like, I want to know, like, where were you born, like, and, like, how was your upbringing, and, like, how did you get into modeling, and when did you know that you wanted to do it?
Oh, well, you know, you started with COVID. I would say, I don't think COVID messed up anything. I think it definitely thrust us into put uncomfortable positions, and I always find, you know, uncomfortability a place of growth. So, you know, COVID is a fun time for us to figure out, you know, a new world. You know what I mean? Because we're way past the Industrial Revolution. We're still held to the laws of the, you know, a law book that was written in the 1700s. Like, come on, we can do better than this. And COVID's making us do that. So I appreciate it for that. But me, you know, I'm a simple woman. I came from Durham, North Carolina, Bull City all day, baby. You know, and I was I've always been, I suppose, a comedian. I can always remember my older brother telling me I was funny And I suppose I had such low self-esteem, I couldn't handle it back then. But he was the first person to really, you know, point me out and say, you're funny, you got talent in how you speak to people, maybe you should work on that. So that was, you know, my main thing was you know, writing short screenplays, writing poems that, you know, were you know, relative to whatever, you know, political or social issue I had in my life at that time. I wrote a lot of things about 9/11 when I was in high school. That was a really big thing. But then, you know, I always considered myself, you know, I was hilarious, so that means by default that I was ugly. And so, you know, I always considered myself, you know, the awkward one. And so when I got to, you know, of age, I'm an adult, and people are like, nah, you're not ugly at all. You actually have a very marketable look. That it really just, it kind of, it gave me the direction to be able to, I suppose, be more comfortable within myself. And then also, you know, to project that. Because my whole thing is, like, you know, beauty is relative, for one. And then it's like, you know, if you ever look at any of my stuff, I don't have a lot of different, you know, wigs and, you know, inches, things like that. You know, I wear lashes quite a bit, but, you know, I try not to go dream on the makeup, you know, because it's super important for me just to show anyone that's looking at me, like, you can be beautiful with a twist out. You really, really
Word.
Can. You know, and so that's been my goal, basically, to thrust extra black features, you know, like fat nose, dark skin, you know, things like that, you know, big ass. Can I say ass? I said it twice. But, you know, make those things cool,
Word. Like, one thing I can say about COVID-19, it did, like, it made a lot of people the best version of themselves. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it really did. Like, because I just, like, speaking for myself, like the whole pandemic, it helped me a lot. It helped me grow a lot just as a person, you know, like,
right.
Mentally and emotionally and physically.
Yeah, the heart of a man is not in his wallet, you know, whether within, you know, his actions and what he does in situations, you know, that, you know, may be, you know, adverse to some in situations. And that's I feel like this is something that we can say, man, we got this crazy global pandemic and still we rise. Ain't that something? You know what
yep.
I mean? Like, hallelujah, Angela, you know, Auntie Maya.
And we right here in November, we almost at December, so, like, you know, we almost at the finish line with 2020, like, you know what I mean? You can survive this, like, you can survive anything, like.
Right. You know, I think about it like that. We're, you know, we're in our prime right now, and we're smack dab in the middle of a global pandemic, and yet we figured out ways to, you know, thrive creatively, you know, even to monetize off of our creative endeavors, you know, so for that, I hold the hat to all the creatives that are making it through right now, because it's, you know, it's a whole new world for us. But we took that challenge. We took it by the, you know, the reins and was like, we can do this, you know. I don't have to sacrifice
Word.
My way of life for, you know, global health, for public health, you know. We can be healthy and still make money. We can. We definitely can.
Like, we're let the people know, like, you know what I'm saying, when the happy half hour, like, what day, you know what I'm saying, like, you drop it.
Awesome, yeah. So, you know, I'm on, you know, once you find me on Spotify or on Anchor, you know, or, you know, Apple Music, wherever you play your local podcast, I have, you know, almost, season one's almost through, but I drop new episodes Fridays at 2 p.m. That's, you know, when
okay.
I traditionally have a new conversation out, you know, with, you know, the artists of the hour.
All right. And, like, what's your social media handles, like, you know, where people can find Alicia Bay?
Right. So if you're looking for me on the internet, hey, forewarned, you know, I am pretty cool. So
I'm just you're killing Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, she, pretty much everyone,
man,
you know,
some of the shit, like, hey, Taz, like, she, like, on Facebook, she be going in like I be going in on IG.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like, just the crazy shit, like, you be posting on Facebook, like, on your regular page and shit.
Right.
Some of the
I'm
shit
like
you've been sharing.
You got to keep lecturing, you know?
I prefer to be divisive, you know, in pretty much all of my stances. You know, you got to pick a side. And so in that way, you know, my views, I suppose, are wild.
Yeah, like,
but, you know, it's,
you be posting, you be posting, like, some funny shit, too.
Well, and, you know, that's also, I love the internet so much because, you know, it makes things very serious for us. I think the internet has helped Americans to realize that the world is a lot bigger than America, and there are a lot of things we could do better, differently. You know, maybe not even better, just differently. And then point two, the internet is a place to have fun. Like, oh my Lanta! Like the things that I find on the internet, you know, it pulls me out of some of my darkest moments. I'll be the first one to say memes are one of my first steps of therapy. You know,
let
me not take things so seriously.
Word, I feel you on that. Well, thank you for calling, man. I appreciate it. I enjoyed talking to you. I wish we had like 2 hours or 3 hours. Like we could just like talk all day long. You know what I'm
saying? Right. That is like legit what I do.
I'm a like definitely.
Your phone's cutting out.
Yep, that's all I was going to say. Uh-oh, I missed that last part there.
Not sure. I'm going to get you back on soon.
That's the country for you. Yeah, let me know. Let me know. I love it. I appreciate you guys having me on the show, you know, just talking about myself. I'm always talking about other people. So to grab on about me, this is great.
Word. All right.
No, that's right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a good day, okay?
Thank you. Thanks again, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Peace out. All right. That's what's up. All right. So we have another call. Go ahead.
Now, I was saying, got that Stay Black and Die video dropping Thanksgiving Day, and she in that mug.
Oh, okay. Okay. Make sure that you post that to the page, too, so people can check that out.
All right.
Ooh. All right, so we have another caller calling in. We have a busy day, but dope show, you know, so far. So we appreciate everyone that has called in. And if I'm not mistaken, this is Adam Tonicello. You there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you. Hey, man, thank you so much for calling in. We've been having a lot of talking, so I'm going to just go ahead and jump in, and I'm going to play your Candles track real quick. But hold on the line. I'm going to come back and ask you a couple questions, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, that's what's up.
Up. Little things been adding up, mad as fuck. Jumping off the back of a truck in a black mask and gloves. Actively attacking oppressors, you not a factor, bruh. Unmatch my level of passion, you can't distract the love. Love it or hate it, witness greatness in my statement. Slap them on the pavement, tell them take the pain and brace it. Faceless for breather, I'm scoring points like a freak though. I'm a prodigy of hip hop, you already know how we roll. Deconstruct the ego in attempts to find humility. Cops can kill a man and people question his validity. I could jump around and say there ain't no one as ill as me. Grabbing all that glamour and fame, it just don't appeal to me. Break a beat down, kick, snare, hat, simplicity. Set that shit to 90 BPM, that's where the rhythm be. Literally, I made tracks start to finish. Put the loop in Ableton and turn the mic up for a minute. Let me spit it, not a gimmick, I'ma kill it in the booth. You listening to R&B and trying to raise the roof. All truth, no bullshit, full clip lyrically. As long as you respect it, I don't care if you feeling me. Really, I'm a veteran established in the sevens. By the time the record's ended, you could learn a couple lessons. Let it set in, bro, I just don't understand how you don't stand up for nothing, but you call yourself a man. Look around lately, the world gone crazy. I ain't no better, though my thoughts stay hazy. Never gonna make it, sleep it in, being lazy. Wake up every morning like, fuck you, pay me. Look around lately, the world gone crazy. I ain't no better, though my thoughts stay hazy. Never gonna make it, sleep it in, being lazy. Wake up every morning like, fuck you, pay me. Yep, that's how it is. I'm sorry, 80s baby, I've been running games since Atari, Nintendo and Sega, no PlayStation, Xbox. Rather grab a mic and put these rappers in a headlock. Headshot, yep, it's whatever you call it. If you know me, then you know an alcoholic. Addiction was gifted to me by my dad. Schizophrenia from all the lies that I had. Am I mad? Hell nah, this is the lie. life that I'm living. Freestyle for the fuck of it, afloat from the written. It was easy to follow distractions. Nowadays the people, they don't pay for their actions. Laughing at y'all as the madness evolves. Catch a flashback like I had some acid involved. In the past I was tall, now I'm going for the gusto. Throw it on the table, grab a knife, then I cut slow. You don't have to ask, you should know this by this time. This rhyme, twisted up and spit out of a sick mind. I like to think of it as carrying a gift line, which I'm obligated to so I can skip crime. You gotta answer all those questions for yourself. I'm just trying to find some happiness and balance mental health. In a week you won't remember this like dust up on the shelf. Just stay focused on your family and focus on your wealth. Look around lately, the world gone crazy. I ain't no better though, my thoughts stay hazy. Never gonna make it, sleep it in, being lazy. Wake up every morning like, fuck you, pay me. Look around lately, the world gone crazy. I ain't no better though, my thoughts stay hazy. Never gonna make it, sleep it in, being lazy. Wake up every morning like, fuck you.
Adam, that track is hard, bro.
Thank you. Hey,
you went in
that.
On that track. Did you make that beat too?
Yeah, I made that. I made that beat. I wrote those lyrics. I mixed it. I mastered it. I did that whole thing start to finish, man.
I know that's right. It's fire. That's fire. Tell us about Candles, which is the name of the track for those that didn't catch that at the beginning. But tell us about Candles and what inspired you to do that.
Well, I was doing lyrics a lot a few years back, and then I put my emphasis on making beats, and I made that beat. My little brother was listening to it with me, and out of the beats I had at the time, he said, that's the one you got to work on. And really what got me back into writing lyrics again and wanting to perform more as an artist is pretty much the political climate and the civil unrest that's going on right now. And I just feel like hip-hop is in such a sad state as far as the mainstream and what's being promoted that it really needs to be taken back to what it was, which was a political medium where people can speak about the struggles they're going through. And right now, there's so much going on in the world, and it's not going to get spoken on most of the things you're hearing on the radio at all.
Right.
Word up.
I can feel that. Okay. Yeah. And speaking about a lot as far as what is going on, like, how are you staying motivated during this time and what keeps you pushing?
Well, to be honest, in a way, COVID's been a little bit of a blessing for an artist like myself. You know, right when it first started out earlier in the year, it was a lot of time at home, which is a producer's dream. You know, an excuse to stay home from work and work on beats.
I know that's right.
And then when they started kicking the unemployment in, it was like, okay, now I'm getting paid to be here at home working on these beats. This is pretty amazing.
Right.
So COVID has been a little bit of a blessing and really jump-started me getting back into my creativity. And, you know, there's a lot of time that people don't see being an artist on the back end, managing websites and social media and promotion that really isn't a lot of fun, but can be very time consuming. And that has freed up some time to handle those things to get my name out there a little bit.
I can dig that. And how has your journey so far been from, you know, transitioning back to doing, you know, music from, you know, just doing producing?
Well, when I was writing lyrics before, there wasn't as much, I'll say, freedom for artists on the internet. A lot of these streaming sites and portals and things like that weren't around. And so coming back to it at this time, it feels like a really ripe opportunity to jump on all the technology that's available. And it feels like it's time to be active and get it while it's hot. It's an entrepreneur's market right now, and to be independent and make your own brand and forge forward like that, that's the way to go. And it seems like we have everything we need at our fingertips now to do that.
Right. I don't know if you caught Lady Scribe that called in earlier, but it just made me think of that. But she was giving out some free game too, you know, as well as being an artist, you know. Go ahead and get your business license, you know what I'm saying, this year, because you basically can turn your music into a brand, and that's how you can qualify for, like, some of these grants and for some of these they are giving away during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? But you got to, you know.
I didn't hear her talking about that, and it sounded real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's good opportunity. It's like now is the time. And honestly, no one is promised tomorrow. So you might as well do some of the things that you love, you know, or passionate about, you know, and try to get it out while you still have that opportunity. You know, and if things happen to where, you know, we end up getting locked down again, then, I mean, you know, I'm saying you're going to have to make your situation work. So you might as well turn that negative into a positive now. So if it happens, at least, you know, you're prepared somewhat or have something to work on, so you don't, you know, fall by the wayside, you know. So I can dig that. You know, keep pushing. You know, definitely dope music. What else are you working on? Do you have any projects or anything dropping soon?
Well, being a member of Hip Hop Prodigies, we have collaborations going on pretty regularly. We have one right now working on that I produced the beat. I put 16 bars on it. And then we have, I think, three other artists that are going to be jumping on that. That's going to be titled Snake Bite. That should be coming out pretty soon here. We're just waiting on a few people to get their final lyrics in. And I'm always in the studio working on new beats. I will continue to be putting beats out for sale. But if I make something and I feel like it's really good, I'm going to jump on it and keep it for myself and not put it up for sale. And I'm going to be right into that. So I'm always working on new stuff at home.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like the, I love the rapping and shit, like to your own beats. That joint is like everything I done heard been dope. Like I've been listening like in my timeline. So I just want to say like just keep rocking, man.
Hey, I really appreciate that, man.
It's original, you know what I'm saying? That's the one thing I love about it. It's original. Like, you know what I'm saying? The lyricism and the music is all original. And you know what
Thank
I'm saying?
You.
It's hip hop in its purest form. So like just keep rocking.
I can't ask for anything more, man. That's exactly what I'm going for. Thank you very much.
Word.
Yeah, see, that's what's up. Well, do you have any advice, Adam, to, like, any upcoming producers or anyone looking to take their music to the next level?
All I can say is in this journey, I don't know how many times I've been frustrated and wanted to quit and just throw all my equipment out the window or fucking sell it. Don't give up. Just keep learning, you know, don't just try to record lyrics all the time, or don't just try to make beats all the time. Like watch tutorials, invest in yourself. You know what I mean? Take the time out to learn your craft and just invest your 10,000 hours. And it comes around. Like I listened to old beats. I can't believe how garbage they were. And I wanted to quit back then and I didn't. And now I'm at the point where I'm able to do things like this and just, If anybody out there is struggling or thinking about it, just stick with it. It gets better. And right when you think it's the worst, you're on the break of crossing the line and doing something greater.
Facts. What is your message to the world, and what do you want people to remember about you most?
Well, my personal struggles have been with mental health and addiction, and I'm not afraid to throw those out on the table. And I know that a lot of people struggle with addiction and a lot of people don't want to talk about mental health. I threw both of those in this track deliberately to get it out there that I'm not afraid to touch on those subjects. And I think if we could open up the conversation for those two issues, we could help a lot of people. You know, I was pretty strung out and I was blacking out and I didn't know why I couldn't stay clean. You know, and when I actually went to go get help, I needed a mental health diagnosis to get right. And through that, I've been able to stay clean and sober for the last 5 years. And during those 5 years is when I've built my music career. So there's a direct correlation to mental health, addiction, instability, and reaching your goals. You know, I was chasing my tail and in and out of the system for years. And you know, those two issues I think need to be addressed, especially within hip hop. Everybody's glamorizing addiction and drug abuse, and that's the wrong route for us to be taking with each other. So
I feel you. It's definitely a deep, you know, topic, and a lot of things, like you say, people don't touch on things like that or talk about suicide or things like that. And those are definitely a lot of things that are going on within the community. So, you know, we'll definitely have to bring you back on the show when we have more time and, you know, pick your brain a little bit and talk a little bit more. But we are pretty much out of time, so I'm going to let you go. Before we do, do you have any last words or shout outs you want to say to the people? Oh, yeah. And also tell people how they can follow you or check you out, check your music out.
Well, my main site is adamtonacella.com. It's spelled T-O-N-A-C-H-E-L-L-A. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Adam_Tonacella. And just, you know, to anybody who's out there thinking about it or doing it, stick with it, man.
That's what's up. And you definitely came a long way, Adam. So, man, just keep doing what you're doing. You definitely are finding your lane. And, you know what I'm saying, you are going to be something great and a good voice in the community. So, you know, you have our support here at the NC Hip Hop Show. And, of course, you know, it's Hip Hop Prodigies all day. You know, I thank you, you know, for taking some time out of your day to call in today. And I wish you nothing but success. Peace and love, bro.
Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's about it, Big Sin. We out of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, good show, though. You know what I'm saying? Good show.
Yeah, I enjoyed this
you know,
show.
Yeah, and we do have some samples from our sponsor, Walk Excellent. I almost forgot. So we do want to send those out probably to our guests that called in today to get those out. So we'll touch bases with you guys and get your mailing address and things like that and send you guys a couple of samples. But we'll be back. Just stay tuned to the page, NC Hip Hop Show or Taz.MC or Big Sin NC on Instagram or Twitter. But I appreciate y'all for listening. Peace and love. Saying anything you want to add to the or say?
Be safe, man. Keep grinding and be safe. That's it.
So, till next time, y'all. Peace.